Marilyn Hart is a lifelong resident of Dayton and a painter. I visited Marilyn in her studio, which is a room brimming with books and colors and shapes.
My studio is very, very comfortable, and I have everything I need in here. I call it my secret garden because when I come in here, I forget everything else that's going on. I had my own travel agency for 20 years, and I was always photographing things that I thought someday I'll paint. So now all the albums over there are just loaded with things I want to paint, landscapes or flowers or whatever.
Marilyn is on the board of the Dayton Society of Painters and Sculptors, and the marathon was her idea.
So we're all sitting at a board meeting and everybody's saying, we need to do something really unique, you know, for our anniversary. And then I thought, an art marathon. We could go on for days doing an art marathon. And everybody thought, well, you know, that's a pretty big bite to take off. And when all they had to do is say, that's a big bite to take off, and I'm immediately challenged.
The result is a one-of-a-kind marathon presented by over 40 of Dayton's most distinguished visual artists. They will display their talent and share best practices over 75 hours of demonstrations. And as Marilyn points out, Dayton is the perfect place for this event because of our rich history.
People came here in the 30s, and there was work to be done in Dayton. We had General Motors. We had the National Cash Register. We were printing magazines here. So we had sculptors. We had illustrators. We had painters. We still have 7 or 8 who are in their 90s here. You have Bing Davis, Fred Betts, Homer Hacker, Dick Black, David Smith.
I think the Dayton visual arts scene is one of the liveliest in the United States. We have a great history of the fine arts in Dayton, painting and drawing and sculpture and music and all the fine arts.
That's David Smith.
And I'm a member of the Dayton Society of Painters and Sculptors, and I've been a member since 1963.
David is a prolific and accomplished artist, and he'll be demonstrating perspective and drawing at the marathon. His living room is adorned with his ink drawings and monotypes and watercolors. With so many exceptional pieces, I wondered which meant the most to him.
Well, one of them that I'm proud of is in back of you on the wall, Will, and that's called On the Road, and it shows an old-fashioned camper coming along Dorothy Lane. It's viewed from the bridge, which is right near my house, and it's a winter scene, some snow on the field, some ice on the roads. And I like it because it has a mood. I think the feeling that you can get into a painting is so important. I try to go beyond what the architect does. The architect shows you the structure, but I like to try to show you how you feel about the scene.
So it's actually really easy to just scrape away areas of the piece if you don't like it. And I always tell my students that sometimes you have to destroy the part of the piece that you love the most for everything else to work. And you always have to be brave enough to do that as an artist.
Bridget Bogle is the president of the board of the Dayton Society of Painters and Sculptors. She's also an artist who will be participating in the marathon. She's giving me a preview of her demonstration, and she begins by removing unwanted paint from her canvas.
I am going to be doing a workshop called Color Over Structure. I'm going to show both a representational and abstract version of a specific subject. I'm painting this dead sunflower, and I love the way that the petals are all curled up and dried, but I'm really also looking at the inner spaces between those petals. You're not necessarily always just drawing the thing. You're also thinking about how the shapes in the canvas interlock, almost like putting together a puzzle.
When we watch an artist create, we see the expression of their imagination. And we learn from it. Watching Bridget build color and create form was fun and instructive.
I feel like anytime you are looking at what someone else does, it helps to remind you why you do what you do. And that's a benefit of being part of an organization like DSPS too, is it helps you find community.
For more information about the Dayton Society of Painters and Sculptors and their 75-hour art marathon, visit daytondsps.org. For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Will Davis.